Not to get too far out on a tangent, but what are your thoughts about NAB, and are you utilizing it right now?
At our center, we have not been utilizing it a great deal. We've elected to use it largely, if not exclusively, in patients who have either had hypersensitivity reactions to paclitaxel, in whom we've thought those hypersensitivity reactions are related to the cremaphore, or in patients who have trouble tolerating steroid premedication.
And again, is that a science issue or an economics issue?
For us, it's really been a science issue. You know, I don't know that we've had any difficulty being reimbursed for NAB paclitaxel. And fortunately, I'm removed from worries about reimbursement by at least one or two layers of people. So it's less of an issue for me. I think that what we don't know at the moment is whether the optimal way of giving paclitaxel, that is on a weekly schedule, is inferior, the same, or superior to NAB paclitaxel, and that's going to have to be sorted out.
I mean, kind of looking indirectly, what's your take on that answer?
I suspect that NAB paclitaxel will be pretty similar, and as long as it isn't inferior, and as you know, there is perhaps a little bit of a suggestion that it could be superior, but I think that that's really preliminary. But as long as it isn't inferior, and if it avoids problems with hypersensitivity, then it potentially is a drug that will be better in the future.
The two other issues with that are shorter infusion time and avoiding premedication. How much of a benefit do you think that is?
The shorter infusion time, you know, potentially has two benefits. One is that it's better for patients to spend less time in the clinic than more. We don't want to take over people's lives. And the other benefit is that I think that whether it's in an academic center or in practice, what many medical oncologists and oncology nurses are struggling with is the fact that we have these infusion rooms that are bursting at the seams because of all of these new therapies. And minimizing time a patient spends in the infusion room, you know, is ultimately quite important. And I actually think that avoiding steroid premedication is a big deal. Steroids are fine for some people the first or second time you take them, but after a while, the ongoing ups and downs of steroids are a real problem.
You know, it's interesting. When you survey oncologists, I would say a minority kind of feel that way. Most people feel, well, you know, it's not really that much of a big deal for most patients. Do you think that that's the case, or maybe they're not getting as much input as they might?
Well, I mean, for a lot of patients, we do eliminate the steroids after time with paclitaxel. So I think it's important to realize we don't necessarily have to give it to everyone. But I certainly hear from patients time and time again how much difficulty they have with this. They don't like feeling revved up with steroids. They don't like crashing after steroids. And while there are some people who do fine with it, there are many others who find this more distressing than many of the other problems associated with chemotherapy.
Do you use steroids when you give weekly?
Giving weekly paclitaxel, I and we at our center typically give steroids the first few doses. And although some people give it IV alone, given the fact that the hypersensitivity reactions occur with the first few cc's, I don't see any difference between giving it weekly or every 3 weeks. And I typically give a patient who's getting weekly paclitaxel full steroid premedication the night before and the morning of.
I know one question I've heard from oncologists is what to expect in terms of the patient who's already had an allergic reaction to a taxane. Would you use in that patient, for example, premedication with NAB? What happens?
My understanding is that reactions to taxanes that occur in the first or second cycle are almost exclusively reactions to cremaphore. And so in that patient, I think that using NAB paclitaxel is probably reasonable. Concern has recently been raised in conversations I've had about the patient who's had reactions to both paclitaxel and docetaxel, because in that patient, it is probably the taxane, not the cremaphore. And for that woman, it seems unlikely that NAB paclitaxel is going to be the answer. It's something I hadn't thought about a lot until very, very recently. In the patient who's had a reaction to their first or second cycle of paclitaxel, again, I think that substituting NAB paclitaxel, from what I know, is a reasonable consideration. I honestly don't know whether one should do that with steroids or not, and I don't think it's been adequately studied.